this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Kids Radio presents the Bible Network, Channel 316. We're all Bible, all the time.
The Bible is useful in many different ways. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is valuable for teaching us truth, for exposing our sin, for correcting us, and for training in righteousness." In today's show, we're going to talk about all four of those things. But first, we start with a letter from Diane Wilson, age 10.
Hi, Connie. My friend says that all you have to do to get to heaven is follow the Ten Commandments. Is that true?
Well, Diane, the best place to look for the answer to that question is in the Bible. And as a matter of fact, we have a sketch about that called Who's the Real Sheep?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Who's the Real Sheep? The game show that separates the truth from the lies, or as I like to say, the sheep from the wolves in sheep's clothing. I'm your host, Albert Ross. We have a panel of five guests today. Four of them are false prophets. One of them is the real deal. Here to figure out the difference is our contestant. She's a housewife from Waco, Texas. Please welcome Laurie Ellison.
Thanks, Albert.
Okay, Laurie, here's how the show works. You ask each member of our panel questions, each leading you to the conclusion that will help you discover who's the real sheep. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Albert.
Then let's play.
Okay, panelist number one, How are you saved so that one day you can go to heaven?
Well, Laurie, in my book, Holy Toledo and Other Stops on the Way to Heaven, I divide the Ten Commandments into three categories. The five big ones, the four little ones, and the one you can pretty much ignore. If you maintain a 60% average for the big ones and a 45% average on the others, you get to enter the pearly gates. Plus, if you recommend my book to a friend, you get 10 points of extra credit. It just might put you over the top.
Thank you, number one. Panelist number two, same question.
Well, who cares how you get there? Everybody goes to heaven, lady. We're all invited because we're all good. We're all made of the same stuff, you know? We love, we care, we help, we hold, we smile, and we breathe.
Okay, panelist number three, same question.
Heaven is not a place you go. It is a state of mind. We are already in heaven. Heaven is the corner of a smile or the beginning of a sigh.
Panelist number four.
The way to heaven. Oh, yes, take the L train, get off at Wasatch. Lenny's Deli is right there on your left. Best clam chowder on the planet. And, lady, that is pure heaven.
Thanks. And number five.
Well, you go to heaven when you're saved by the grace of Jesus. There's nothing you can do to earn your way into heaven. You have to repent of your sins and surrender to Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord.
All right, that buzzer means it's time, Lori, for you to tell us who's the real sheep.
Okay.
You think you have it figured out?
Well, I'm not completely sure, so I'm going to use one of my helps.
All right, which one?
I'll use my Ask the Bible help.
Very good. And here's your clue. Ephesians 2, verses 6 through 9, which says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." All right, Lori, that's your Bible help. Your timer starts now.
Okay. All right. The Bible says it's not by works, which eliminates panelist number one,
what?
Who talked a lot about keeping the Ten Commandments.
What?
That's not how you're saved.
No.
And the verse says that it's through faith, which means that people without faith aren't saved. So that eliminates panelist number two because
what?
He thinks everyone's going to heaven. And the verse talks about being seated in the heavenly realms with Jesus. So it doesn't sound like heaven is just some state state of being, like panelist number three said. And the verse doesn't mention any style of clam chowder.
It doesn't.
But it does mention grace, and that it's faith in Jesus that saves us, so I'm gonna have to go with panelist number five.
Panelist number five, is that your final answer?
Yes, Albert.
That's correct! Panelist number five is the real sheep.
Oh, I'm so excited!
Good call on bringing out the Bible. That was key.
It always is.
And that's our game. Join us again next time for another episode of Who's the Real Sheep?
All scripture is inspired by God and is good for teaching us the truth.
Your dial is tuned to the Bible Network, in the beginning to forever, amen.
You're listening to the Bible Network. We're all Bible, all the time.
Our next letter is from Jody Hunt, age 11. Jody writes,
sometimes I don't like reading the Bible because it makes me feel guilty for all the things I'm doing wrong.
Well, Jody, that's actually one of the reasons we should read the Bible. So we know when we're doing wrong, and then we can repent of our sin and do what's right. But don't take my word for it. This week's episode of BSI says it well.
Thursday nights at 8 on the Bible Network. It's the crime show that hits so close to home, you'll think it was sitting on the couch with you. It's BSI, Danny's Apartment. That's BSI, Bible Study Investigation.
Arthur.
Yes, Detective Peluso.
Do you have any leads in the Who Took My Rocky Road Ice Cream mystery?
Danny Peluso is no ordinary detective, but he does solve ordinary crimes, right in the privacy of his own apartment.
Yes, I performed DNA testing on every spoon in the dishwasher. There were traces of Rocky Road ice cream plus some foreign DNA.
What else?
I also noticed that the spoon had scraped against the sides of the ice cream carton in a counterclockwise circular fashion.
Indicating the perpetrator is left-handed.
Exactly. Mm. Also, the ice cream drips leading from the scene of the crime would indicate a walking stride of a man with a height between 5'11 and 6'1. And they have a slight limp.
Looks like we've got a 428, Arthur.
428?
Ephesians 428. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands. So, who's the suspect?
All of the evidence points us in one direction. Your roommate, Joe.
Joe? What do you have to say for yourself?
What? I didn't. How did you... Okay, I did it. I'm sorry. I won't steal again.
Sorry, Joe, but it looks like you're gonna be facing another rocky road. All the way to prison.
Oh!
Thursday nights at 8, get caught up in all the domestic drama of BSI, Danny's Apartment.
Arthur, did you uncover any evidence of the Who Broke My New Watch mystery?
Yes. We found a nose hair and a short piece of faded blue cotton thread on the dresser where your watch sat.
Hmm.
The hair was pointing 10 degrees south-southwest, which would indicate that the perpetrator intentionally brought a mallet into your room, placed a blue dish rag on top of the watch to deaden the sound, then hit the watch four times with the mallet, then three more times with the corner of your Little League trophy, and then cleared his throat and turned the watch over and hit it again with the blunt end of your stapler.
Sounds like a classic 5-2.
5-2?
Job 5-2. Resentment kills a fool, and envy slays the simple. Someone was envious of my new watch. Who's the suspect?
I'm afraid it all points to your roommate, Joe.
Joe? What do you have to say for yourself?
What? I didn't. How did you... Okay, I did it. I'm sorry, but you've always got nicer things than me. My watch is so boring. Yours has an infrared camera.
Which I used to solve the who shirked their responsibility by not cleaning the bathroom mystery.
I know. I'm sorry about that and about your watch. I'll buy you a new one.
Never mind. I'll take yours. You won't be needing a watch where you're going because you'll be living on prison time.
Oh.
Catch BSI. Danny's Apartment, Thursdays at 8 on the Bible Network.
Arthur, Did you find any clues in the who knocked down the shelf over the fireplace and didn't tell anyone mystery?
Yes. As you see here, I built a life-size replica of the living room out of papier-mâché and recreated the crime exactly as it took place.
Hmm.
Forgive the crudeness of the model.
And what did you find?
Stress points on the screws and sheetrock indicate that the shelf was out of balance because of a disproportional amount of weight placed on it.
Did Joe sit on it?
Actually, no. The suspect is... you.
What?
The weight was caused by all of the trophies that you buy for yourself that say greatest detective ever.
What? I didn't. How
That's
did you...
That's right, Danny.
Joe?
Looks like we've got an 11-2.
What's that?
Proverbs 11-2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom.
You're right. I put those trophies up because of pride. I'll fix the shelf.
Oh, that's okay. The only shelves you'll be needing are shelves to hold your gray clothes in prison.
All scripture is inspired by God and is good for exposing our sin.
This is the Bible Network, 316 on your dial. The Bible from Alpha to Omega.
You're still listening to the Bible Network. We're all Bible, all the time.
Our next letter comes from Tanner Sparrow, age 12. Tanner writes,
Dear Connie, I have a friend who says that we can do whatever we think is right. That doesn't sound right to me. What should I do?
You shouldn't listen to your friend. The Bible is the source of wisdom, and we need to follow it if we want to be righteous. Maybe this next sketch will explain what I mean.
Three contestants, 30 days. One really mean drill sergeant. Who's gonna be the last one standing at Bible Boot Camp?
Well, look at what we have here. Three men who think they're tough enough to handle Bible Boot Camp. You, step forward.
Yep.
What's your name?
Rick.
Rick. Beautiful name.
Thanks.
And I have one, too. You will address me as Sir or Mr. Combs or Sergeant Combs or Drill Sergeant Combs or Brother Combs or Brother Drill Sergeant Combs.
Wow. Okay. Sure thing, dude.
Was dude one of the things you can call me?
No.
No what?
No, sir.
That's right. Get back in line. You, step forward.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Stanley, Drill, Sergeant, sir. But you know, I think I might be in the wrong place. I've been to Bible camps before, and there's a lot of singing and hugging,
this
and I'm not seeing...
This isn't Bible camp, Stanley. This is Bible boot camp. You get the difference?
Yes, sir.
Get back in line. You, step forward.
Sir?
What's your name?
Wrong, sir. Can I ask you a question? Is there going to be any kind of nap time this afternoon? Because, you see, I had to get up at like 7:30 this morning to catch the bus over here, and my body doesn't really
work. Get back in line!
Okay.
You three are the sorriest excuses of men I have ever seen. But by the time you leave here, you'll be strong or you'll die trying. These are the rules. During your time here, you are going to learn about being righteous. And who is the greatest example of being righteous?
Jesus.
That's right. Which means, to be righteous, you need to be Christ-like. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess.
I can't hear you!
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, completely.
Better. Here's the deal. I get you for 30 days. After that time, you'll have to show me how Christ-like you've become. I will be the judge of who wins. Until then, you are mine. These are your instruction manuals.
Oh, a Bible.
Read it. Go to your barracks. I'll see you at 1400 hours. That's 2 o'clock, ninnies!
Okay.
This is the bed. It feels more like a bag of socks. Gym socks.
Hey, you guys, do you think it's too late to back out of this? You think they'd let me leave?
What's your problem, man? Is Brother Drill Sergeant Combs, sir, getting to you?
Attention!
Uh-oh.
Stanley,
How much of your manual have you read?
Sir?
Your Bible. How much have you read?
I didn't know I was supposed to read it every night.
Drop down and read 20 verses.
20?
Now! Ron!
Huh?
How far did you read?
Well, none, sir. I mean, there's a lot of words in that big Bible. It's overwhelming just to carry it, let alone read it.
Drop down and read 20 verses.
Okay.
Rick!
Hi!
How much did you... Hi, what?
Sir.
How much did you read?
I barely had time to change my clothes.
Is the name of this place Change My Clothes Boot Camp?
No.
30 verses! 20 for not reading and 10 for not addressing me properly! I am your drill sergeant!
Yeah, you keep saying that.
I keep saying that what?
Sir.
You are here to read, ladies. Read! Now get on it! Does everyone have their light?
Light?
Your Bible. Thy word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, 105.
That's a long chapter.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right, everyone read Ephesians 4. Now! Out loud!
Oh. As a prisoner before the Lord,
then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Louder!
Be completely humble and gentle.
And gentle.
Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
Horrible! Wrong. Tell me what Matthew 5 says about sacrifices.
Well, Matthew 5, it says...
Why are you shaking?
Because it's raining and cold, sir.
Hit the ground and read Genesis 8. You can learn about real rain.
But my Bible's all wet, sir.
And dry it off with a limp rag of your cowardice.
Are you speaking metaphorically?
I'm speaking loudly, son. Move it!
Yes, sir, sir.
All right, Rick, you read the next 3 verses.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, could I ask you a question?
Yes?
You know, we've been learning a lot about the Bible, but when are you going to start testing us?
What?
Well, I mean, you know, we've been here 3 weeks, and there's only 9 days until the end of the contest, and haven't done anything but read our Bibles.
You know what, Stanley?
What?
You're right. I forgot that you have a master's degree in counseling and went to seminary for 4 years.
What?
And I completely blank that you've been in the ministry for 22 years and have trained people in discipleship for the last 6.
You know, I didn't do any of that.
You didn't?
You know, that's you.
That's right! It's me! Now do what I say!
Yes, sir.
I know what it is to be in me.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm listening to music.
Aren't you supposed to be reading?
Eh.
You're going to be in trouble when the Sarge gets here.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Now, wait a minute, Rick. He's right. And when the sergeant gets mad, he takes it out on all of us. You better start reading.
You better get off my back.
You're going to get us all in trouble, loser.
Loser? Loser? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what you are? You're Matthew 23:33.
How dare you? You know what you are? Proverbs 17:7.
Oh, you better take that back, Acts 7:51.
Wait a minute. Did you just call me a goat?
I said Acts 7:51.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, stop you guys. Come on, we can't fight each other.
Huh? Yeah, he's right. We're not the enemy. The drill sergeant is.
Yeah, he is not so nice.
Yeah, which is really ironic, since he's trying to teach us about being more Christ-like.
Good point.
I don't even know how this is helping us.
Neither do I.
Look, we've only got a couple more days. Let's just stick it out after we're done with the 30 days. Then we get even.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm in.
All right.
Taking this drill, Sergeant, sir.
You'll find out.
Sir, we're going awfully far into the woods, sir. Are you sure we can find our way back?
Calm down, Stanley. Company, halt! Let's stop here for a minute.
But here? We're in the middle of nowhere.
Quiet! This is your last day in camp. Today, we find out our winner.
Oh,
okay. Right,
over right over that hill, you're going to find out just how Christ-like you've become. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I can't hear you!
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Follow me! Half-right, half-right, half-right!
What happened?
He fell in a well.
Awesome.
Where's a camera when you need one?
Oh, did you see the look on his face? It was classic.
Are you hurt, sir?
No! Just help me out of here!
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we'll stay up here and enjoy this for a while.
I can't get out by myself!
Hey, guys, wait. This isn't right. We should help him.
You're kidding, right?
Well, I'm helping him.
Hold on, Stanley. The Sarge is finally getting what's been coming to him.
Grab this rope, sir.
Stanley, wait.
Okay, we got you. We got you.
Got you what?
We got you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, soldier.
Stanley, why did you do that?
Yes, Stanley. Answer his question. Why did you do that?
Well, because... Matthew 5:44.
Which is?
Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Gentlemen, we have a winner. Well done, Stanley. Give me a hug.
Really?
Sure.
You give hugs? I didn't know that.
Can I have one, sir?
Drop down and be a good neighbor. Both of you.
Huh?
Move it.
So you see, Tanner, the Word of God is living and active. If the Word is inside of us, it teaches us how to be righteous people. Try memorizing it and see what happens. The Bible is good for correction and is good for training in righteousness. Well, that's all the time we have for this program. For the Bible Network and Kids Radio, I'm Connie Kendall saying, study to present yourself approved to God, a worker who need not be ashamed, correctly handling the word of truth. Bye-bye!
Today we heard a lot about how to use the Bible, but we'll miss out on all that if we don't actually read our Bibles. Making time to explore God's Word every day is important to our growth as Christians, and it can be a great family activity. If you haven't yet, why don't you try reading the Bible together with your family today? Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Bible Network was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Katie Lee as Connie, along with Jamie Alcroft, Chris Edgerly, Dan Hagen, Jess Harnell, Whit Hertford, and Will Ryan. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.